Hey guys, it's Kyle. I've been pretty MIA the past few months. I've been working on quite a bit of things. You know, I've been busy at work and I just bought a house. So that's been my main focus, is getting settled into my house and working on my mental health a little bit. That's a big change for me. And I think I'm at a point where I've improved quite a bit. I've been spending a lot of time with the family and friends for holidays, so I've been pretty offline lately. So just thought I'd record a little bit, because I just read a book by Nicholas Boothman called How to Make People Like You in 90 Seconds. And I think the first couple of minutes that you speak to someone is really going to determine whether they like you or not. And that seems surprising, but I've witnessed that in my career, where somebody says, yeah, I don't like that person because of this and this. Well, maybe I think they're a great engineer, a great person, but that first impression really, you know, set things off the wrong way. And so I really wanted to talk about a couple points from that book, because I think they're really valuable in making friendships and in your career. You know, face the person you're talking to. Make periodic eye contact. You don't need to stare them down, but at least look back at their eyes and glance at their eyes, you know, their face at least. So it looks like you're looking at their eyes, you know, every once in a while, maybe in between sentences in the conversation. You just go with the flow of the conversation. You know, ask open-ended questions like, how did you feel about that? Or what do you like about that? You know, it creates more options for them to respond to you, rather than saying like, did you like that, or something where it requires a yes or a no. And those are okay every once in a while, but really try to avoid that, because it'll keep the conversation flowing better and you'll get a lot more out of the conversation. You know, also approach every conversation with, what are the benefits I'm going to get out of this conversation, rather than what are the negatives that I'm trying to avoid. Like if you're at an airline, you know, and you miss your flight, okay, you're trying to find a better flight. That's the positive, is getting that flight. The negative would be sitting at the airport all night. So go into it with a positive attitude. That'll keep you from seeming negative, and honestly, it'll help you to solve the situation. You know, go into everything with a solution mindset, not a negative, problematic mindset. The other thing is, studies have shown that people that have more conversations develop more friendships. You know, they stay at their employer longer. They, you know, don't run as much of a risk of losing their job if there's more face-to-face contact with the other employees and with their boss. It helps you to speak more eloquently. You know, you don't have so many ums and likes and things like that when you really force yourself to have conversations in person. It helps you give speeches even. The same principles apply, you know, with that open demeanor and positive attitude, you know, rather than being negative and, you know, closing yourself off from the conversation because you cross your arms and you look away and you don't have facial expressions. It's going to create a negative energy in that conversation versus, you know, facing the person and trying to make eye contact and using your facial expressions is really going to help you to just connect with that person at a better level. The person's going to respect you more. They're going to trust you more. In turn, like in consulting, if somebody trusts you and respects you more, ultimately you're going to get more projects from them. You're going to get more work, increased collaboration. And that's what keeps you around at your job, ultimately, in the end. It forces you to be transparent. It's a lot harder for people to lie to you, to your face, than it is over a Skype or over a text. And it really just helps you with your people skills. And if other people are positive towards you and you're positive towards them, that's going to make everybody's day better. So that's kind of just one topic I wanted to talk about, because I think it's super important. I notice it quite a bit when I kind of, you know, think about the conversation and who I'm talking to. So, all right, well, thanks for listening, guys, and talk to you soon. Bye.